shoveled the last time. It's your turn. This isn't even my house. You live here now.
Oh, I knew you'd bring that up. No fair.
It is too fair. I already have chores at home. I cannot handle a heavier workload.
Guys, I will shovel. Can we please just focus on today's show?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Gentlemen.
Yeah, just for that, I'll do a cleaning spell, and no one will have to shovel.
Very nice. All right, well then, Alex, the computer, will you please start today's show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the show.
Yes, and goodbye, Snow. I did the cleaning spell during the theme song. It's all taken care of.
Thanks, Leprechaun.
You're welcome. Toby was right. I am living here, so I need to pitch in more.
Wow, you guys are really surpassing the behavior expectations today. This is nice. Now, I'd like to start off the show by letting the listeners know that we are busy. We have been busy finishing up the artwork for the next kids album, which is due out this summer.
Yeah, if you guys go to Ishvan's website at ishvansongs.com, you can see what it's kind of going to look like.
Yes, and it's extra nice because the person who inspired all this imaginary mayhem when she was little is now creating the actual artwork for this next album.
I, for one, think it's wonderful that she's created the artwork. It's a full circle moment. If he's doing a great job.
All right, Leprechaun, here's a hanky.
Thank you, Toby.
You're welcome. Okay, so guys, be on the lookout this summer at Ishvan's concerts where you can get your own honest-to-goodness copy of the new album.
Like the Lord intended. Or you can do a streaming deep dive of Ishvan's music catalog wherever you get your songs.
But like I always say, be careful when you do. Both my kids and non-kids music is found under the Ishvan and His Imaginary Band name. Now, guys, can you keep the best behavior going and treat the listeners to one of any, and I don't care which one, any of your awesome segments? Do you guys have one ready today?
As a matter of fact, we do. Because today is Monday, February 17th, and that means we have a special musical celebrity birthday to celebrate.
That's right. Everyone needs to spike their hair and wish a pogo dancing punk rock happy birthday to the one and only Billy Joe Armstrong.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have a call on the hotline.
Oh, it's okay, Alex. The rules of the show state that any hotline call takes precedence and must be taken.
Alex, which one of our VIP friends is on the line?
It's Cupid. May I put him through?
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. Yes, yes, of course, put him through. Cupid, hello, are you there?
Yes, it is me, that lovable little cherub Cupid. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Cupid.
Yeah, sorry the show didn't land on Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah, you and me both. That is why I am making this call, so as to not let my wonderful holiday get passed over, and to encourage your listeners to understand loving each other should not just happen one day of the year.
Wow, that's really nice, Cupid.
Yes, it is. But how exactly do you intend on encouraging everyone?
Humor, of course. As everyone is well aware, I am naturally funny, and humor is the greatest of all icebreakers. So if any of you is trying to dazzle a potential Valentine, I'd like to share a few select jokes to help you in your quest for love. Here goes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke who?
Luke who got a Valentine. Okay, write it down. That's gold. All right, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Sherwood.
Sherwood who?
Sure would like you to be my Valentine. Here we go. Here they come. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atlas.
Atlas who?
Atlas, it's Valentine's Day. Now be mine. All right, that's a little aggressive, but you gotta have confidence. Here's one more for your arsenal. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Felix.
Felix who?
Felix excited about being my Valentine. All right, at this point, your audience is most likely doubled over with laughter, as well as frantically committing these surefire lines to memory. So I'll stop and give them a moment to catch their breath.
Yeah, thanks, Cupid. I can definitely use some of these.
Yeah, this is super helpful, and I mean, it is always nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it makes me think that if you surprise someone on any regular day with something loving, it actually might even be nicer.
That's my point exactly.
Cupid, I have a question. Would cleaning up all the snow outside of your house qualify as a loving gesture?
Absolutely. That's effort, and that counts big time. I like where you guys are headed, and I hope your audience does the same. Happy belated Valentine's Day, everybody. Have a good one. I gotta go. God bless.
Wow. His phone etiquette is really unique.
It really is. Okay, guys, you heard Cupid, so you know what to do. Try to be loving, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try every other day. Or at least on the weekend.
Leprechaun, come on!
All right, I'll try.
Okay, I'm glad Cupid surprised us with a call, but he did interrupt your segment.
Oh, that's right.
So let's still wish a happy birthday to Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, who we all really like here at the show, and let's let him and his songs inspire today's musical choice.
Why? What song are you going to choose?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Alex, can you please play the rockingest tune from my forthcoming kids record?
Oh, cool new song.
Oh, the one I like a lot.
Yep. Alex, let her rip.
Will do. Here is I'm Hungry from Ishvan's soon-to-be-released album, Flaky Pastry.
I'm in a bad mood.
Why?
Because I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry. Because I'm hungry, 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 hungry. I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Give me food, my stomach's rumbling. If you don't, then we'll be rumbling. I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry. Cause I'm hungry, 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 hungry. I'm hungry, 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 hungry. I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry. Cause I'm hungry, 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 hungry. I'm hungry, 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 hungry.
Rocks.
Thanks, Toby.
Yeah, my only criticism is that it isn't longer. That song makes me want to do some good old-fashioned slam dancing. Come on, Toby. Ah, get away from me.
All right, no slam dancing in the studio, please.
Oh, you guys are no fun.
You can slam dance later. I just thank you both for the positive feedback. The thing I love most about that song is that it sees the triumphant return of the great Mike Fleming, original lead guitarist of my kids' band, way back in the day when we started all this.
Yeah, Mike is the greatest.
He was awesome enough to shred a cool guitar solo like he does and like he always did, and he crushed it as per usual.
That is so cool. I cannot wait for the record to be out.
Me too. We might do a special release show for it when it gets done, and if we do, I will have it for sale, obviously, with cool extras that will only be available that day. So check my website for updates.
I'm checking now. There's no updates.
Not check in now. You have to wait. All right, whatever. Let's wrap up the show. Thanks, you guys, for joining us today, and a wonderfully loving thing you could all do is join us right back here in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of the show. But until then, as always, I am Ishvan.
I'm Toby.
I'm Alex the Computer.
And I'm the Leprechaun.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah. And we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial-free by going to Istvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Istvan Songs.
Yeah, that's Istvan Songs, and leave a much appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Istvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Istvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.